I know that you aren't expecting me to talk, but let me introduce myself. My name is Jermaine Thurston. I am Camilla's husband, and I want to welcome you to A Warrior Diary. In this documentation, you will expect Camilla to take you on a journey of her self-discovery as a wife, a writer, a creator, a woman of God, a person that has flaws, but is rising above that to be a great person, not to the world standards, but to God's standards. So without further ado, I introduce you to Camilla Thurston, and she's going to take you on the spiritual journey.
So it is July 12th, 2:07 a.m. Today's question is, what am I afraid to start? And I got this question from Instagram off of this page called Reflection Questions. Look it up on Instagram. It's a whole bunch of daily questions that she posts, and it's good for people who like to journal or who like to reflect on life or things like that. So it's a good handle. I mean, a good page to go get some questions to ask yourself or to ask other people if you have a hard time asking questions. It's a good question page. So yeah, I'm going to answer that. What am I afraid to start? Honestly, this diary, this audio diary, I've been absolutely afraid to start. It's been on my heart for a few months. And the reason why I'm so afraid to start it is because it's so hard to put yourself out there. It's so hard to just pour out your heart, whether it is through writing or a podcast or whatever, just putting out whatever it is. It can be a hobby. It can just be a book, whatever. It's hard to put yourself out there because you get into your head. For me, I got to make this about me. It's like I have a problem with what people think about me, then I don't sometimes. It just depends. And this audio diary is something that I have definitely felt a little weight. And what I mean by that is I just felt like this weight of not about if people are going to listen. I really don't care about if people are going to listen or not. It's actually, that kind of freaks me out a little bit, knowing that a lot of people, or if a lot of people will listen, that just makes me cringe. But anyway, it's just more so like, I'm just afraid of letting it out. For so long, I kept my voice silent on certain things, and things I should have spoken up on, and things that mean something to me, or just my feelings or whatever. I just should have said things, and I've always just kept my voice very quiet. I'm not a loud person. I can get loud, but I'm not like a naturally loud person, and I'm a naturally quiet person. I don't consider myself shy, but I'm just naturally quiet, and I just wish that I didn't feel this way. I just wish that I didn't feel like, you know, but I know God is putting it on my heart to do it. I know God is putting it on my heart to just let it out, let your voice be known, you know, record it, put it out there. It's going to be okay. Maybe you feel the same way. Maybe you feel led to do something on your own, whether it is a podcast or a blog or a new business or a new job, leaving a toxic situation, whatever it may be, starting something new, moving to a new city, whatever it may be. Something as simple as trying a new food. You know, some people are too afraid to try different foods or different activities. It could be something as simple as that, but to that person, that's big. So for me, you know, this is big, recording myself. And maybe you feel the same way, where you're wondering, you know, what people may think, or maybe you don't really care, but it's just more so an insecurity within yourself because you've never done it before. Me, I never really talk too much about what I'm how to say this? I've talked to people about how I feel about certain things in life, but not on a public scale. This is public. So I'll say it that way. In a public way, this is very new, and this is very nerve-wracking, and it's scary, and it's uncomfortable. Like, before I even click record, I was like, what the heck am I going to talk about? I got all these questions I've written down over the past 6 months or so. I don't know where to begin, Lord. And I could feel like God is just telling me, slow down, take a second, breathe. You're going to do this. You're going to do this. And he led me to Instagram. And I remember I was going to use her Instagram reflection questions to just in case I get a little stuck or whatever. And I just started looking on her page and I saw that question, and it's like, what are you afraid to start? And I started to smile and I was like, okay, this is perfect. So yeah, I just feel like, I guess what I would tell myself right now in this moment is that breathe, it's okay, you're doing it. You've been talking for like 5 minutes now, so you're doing it. It's cool. You don't feel the burn anymore. Once you get started, the release happens. So I guess I would tell you, once you get started, the release will happen. I know you feel the burn, you feel the insecurity, you feel the weight, you feel the doubt, you feel the fear, you feel sweaty, maybe your heart may be beating fast, but once you get started and you do it afraid, you take that deep breath, you press record, or you start, or you hit publish, or you know, you put in that 2 week notice, or I don't know, something, whatever it is, you go order that food that you never tried before, you know, whatever it may be, that release happens. And it's the most amazing feeling to know that I was once scared 6 minutes ago. I was once scared, you know, last week or whatever, and I got through it. It didn't hurt me. I'm okay. I think it's just more so about doing it afraid versus sitting on it and letting it marinate and stew and spoil in your brain. You know, I think doing things afraid gives you courage to try again. You know, I may come at this audio diary from a different viewpoint next time. I may change it. I may shut it down. I don't know. I think the whole point is that I tried, and I just want you to know that you have to try. You have to try. You have to put that one foot out there, and with no expectation, no expectation and just no overthinking. I think overthinking gets the best of us, and we wonder so much what people would think, or, oh my God, my voice doesn't sound energetic enough, or, oh, you know, I'm not pretty enough, or I'm not the best writer, or whatever it may be. Let go of that. Let go of those blockers. Let go of those blockers and put that foot out there. Bust through that gate and do that thing. Whatever it is that God's put on your heart to do, you will feel the release. And that release is so freeing. It is so amazing. It is worth it. It is everything you never thought it could be. I didn't know how I would feel recording this. I'm actually shocked I'm still talking. I told God, well, actually God told me to show up without a plan. I just want you to hit record and I'm gonna lead the way, but you gotta tap into me first. See, I was trying to record, which I don't know, I was trying to record without praying, and I didn't feel right, and I was like, what's going on? And then I just stopped recording. I prayed, and he led me to Instagram. Then I saw the question, were you afraid to start? And I was like, oh, I gotta tap into you first. So that would be my thing. Tap into God first. listen to what he's telling you to do. If he's telling you to move, put that one foot out there. I'm not asking you to put both feet, just that one. Take that first step. Allow him to lead the way. Feel the release. You got this, okay? I'm telling myself this. So I think that's all I have right now. I pray that whatever is bothering you, whatever is hindering you, whatever is hurting you right now is released in Jesus' name. And I pray that you will take that step that God is leading you to. And I pray that you seek him before you do anything. And I also pray that you remind yourself daily of who you are in him. And if you don't know who you are in him, I pray that you will ask him to reveal it to you. Who am I in you? You are more than a conqueror. You are his child. If you believe in him, you are his child. And he loves you. And he's going to take care of you. But if he's leading you to take that step, take it. It's worth it. Even if you messed up, even if you sound crazy, even if you don't like your voice, even if you're afraid, you're sweating, you're shaking, your heart is beating fast, he got you. He's your safety net. He is all that you need. Don't ever forget that. And I promise you, he will order your steps along the way. See you next time. Hey, thank you so much for taking out the time to listen to my Warrior Diary. It means so much to me. I want to invite you to join the Warrior Sisterhood. It's my free online community of women. Guys, I know, I'm sorry, but it is for women only. We unite together via email to pray, believe, and take action on our lives. Please visit CamillaCThurston.com/sisterhood to learn more and join. That's CamillaCThurston.com/sisterhood.